I know we are.
Good evening. Come to order, please. We'll begin. Greetings, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the December 10th, 2012 Morro Bay City Council special meeting of the outgoing and the incoming councils. We have a packed house tonight. We're so glad that you all came down. Please let the record reflect that all members of the City Council are present, and we'll begin, please, with a moment of silence. And if you'd please stand and face the flag, we'll be led in the pledge by Mayor Janice Peters.
Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you, Janice. We're going to begin with public comment. If any of you would like to address council, this is the appropriate time. Good evening, Mayor Novak.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and council members. My name is Kathy Novak. I just want to let you know that serving on the council can be a gratifying experience. It's all about community service because you're certainly not compensated for all the hours you spend at meetings and with the staff and also with the public. I'd like to take just a couple of minutes this evening to address the two of you that are leaving. Carla, you're involved in so many community events outside the council that we really can't count all of those on our hands and on our feet, and you deserve an extra thanks for that. You have worked hard over the past 4 years to understand all the issues, both big and small, and have done your best to guide this community into the future. I know that there have been very many tough decisions, but you've always shown that your decision was from the heart and how it best serves everyone in the community. You will be missed, but I know that you will continue to help from the sidelines and still be active everywhere. Bill, you've served on Morro Bay for over 8 years in both good and financial bad times. Your list of accomplishments is quite extensive, but I think I'll just have to skip the list because I don't want to go I don't want to go over my time, plus I don't want to leave anything out. I would like to say that you have truly taken all your responsibilities to heart and, as always, tried to put your best effort forward. As I mentioned with Carla, you should also be commended for those making those tough decisions and wanting to do the best thing for Morro Bay. You will be missed, but I know we will see you around town, too. As the two of you step down tonight, please take the thought with you that the community appreciates all your time and efforts that you have put into our serve our city. My best wishes to the two who are leaving, the remaining, and the new members coming in tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Anybody else? Mayor.
Might as well keep the record going. I just want to say thank you for your service to all of you and those of you who are leaving, a special thanks. I think that we see on the national stage what happens when you don't work together for things, and I think in a small town like Morro Bay, we can work together, we do work together, and even with differing opinions, we hold hands, get going, and get the job done. So I'm sure that will be the case in the future as it has been in the past. I thank you all very much and look forward to harmonious and progressive things happening in the next few years. Thank you.
Thank you, Janice. Good evening, Keith.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, staff, and all people here. My name is Keith Taylor. I'm a resident of Morro Bay. I'd like to thank you, Bill, for your work and your support of the fire department. I'd also like to thank Carla for the same thing. A lot of times I may not always agree with you, but I'll tell you this. I wouldn't want your job for anything. So I'm really happy that you guys served us, and I hope that everything you need in life you get.
Orchard for their work on this council and for the sacrifices that you've made. And I also want to say I'm so excited. I've really had the honor and the privilege of getting to know Council Member Smuckler and our incoming mayor, Jamie Irons, and incoming Council Member Christine Johnson. I've had the privilege of getting to know them during the campaign. And I have to say, I'm so impressed by their integrity, their dedication, and most of all by their willingness to listen and really engage all members of the community in conversation, in constructive conversations, for the best of Morro Bay. So I'm here with my two small children today, and we are really looking forward to just having Morro Bay shine and bringing in all of the community together with this leadership and moving forward in the best possible way. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. Hi, Red.
Good evening. My name's Robert Davis. I live in Morro Bay. Whenever I asked Mayor Yates for help, he helped me. He always knew who I needed to talk to, what I needed to do, and I appreciate that. And I have always been very impressed with Council Member Borchard's ability and her desire to do the best things for Morro Bay. And I really appreciate your service, and thank you very much.
Thank you for those words, Red. Thank you. Anyone else?
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Aaron Oakes. I'm managing editor of The Rock at rockofthecoast.com and co-host of Rock Talk on 97.3 The Rock Radio. Mayor, you've done a wonderful job in your leadership, and I think the community should be grateful for what you've done. And the record speaks for itself. I mean, there are some people in here who may disagree with you on certain issues, but it's clear that you've made a strong contribution to this community, and Morro Bay thanks you for that. And Carla, I love your eggs and your bacon. The bacon's so delicious, but most importantly, your leadership, your candor, and your know-how of the businesses in the Embarcadero and in Morro Bay has really been a huge help, and I couldn't be grateful enough for what you've done. And these people behind me for supporting you, you know, they are the foundation of our democracy. And so I want to thank the people of Morro Bay for electing you into office and for electing Jamie Irons, Christine Johnson, and re-electing Noah Smuckler, because these people know what it takes to be a Morro Bay resident, and I'm so proud to be part of this democracy. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. Anyone else? Father Ed, pleasure to see you.
Mayor and Council, I always stay above the fray of politics, but I would like to commend all of you here because of your willingness to serve, because you are an example of public service. And what we need, I believe, in our country is more and more public service. You don't get paid for what you do. There are countless hours. I myself was elected to a public school board back in New Jersey. And just the budget alone, with tomes and tomes of books, is an enormous effort. And that you have to come to these meetings, you know, week after week after week, month after month after month, year after year after year, to be elected for 4 years as a council member, 2 years as a mayor. And the expectations placed on you, and people call you up at home, they interrupt your privacy, they see you in the street, they bring their concerns, their worries, their pet peeves, you know, can you help me, can you help me? You have to be available, you have to be accessible, you have to be nice. This is a lot of effort. It's not just a matter of expertise or skill. It's not a matter of just reading the papers. That in itself is a daunting task. It's being with your people. So above the political idea, I think that you have served is commendable, and I don't think you should leave office without that being noticed. And I, as a public servant myself in a different way, wish to commend you. And I would assure you that our community at St. Timothy's will pray for you because we wish everyone in Morro Bay to be happy and to work together as a community.
Approval of the minutes. Anybody need to pull that? Could I hear a motion?
Second.
We'll give the second to Nancy because she's Nancy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Whew, got the business behind us now. Comment time. Carl and I can go last. Let's start with you. Why don't we just start down here, Noah?
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Seems like we just got started in many ways. And I'd be lying if I said there weren't nights where I pedaled home a little extra harder because we have had our moments where we disagreed. We obviously have different philosophies on a lot of the issues. I think as a council we've done a pretty good job of maintaining our respect amongst ourselves, and because we have different philosophies, obviously it's expressed in how we've made those decisions. And I wouldn't agree with all of our decisions, but overall, I will remember a couple of key decisions that we did agree on. And Bill, you, I think, were obviously a key part of keeping the economic development program alive. And as I thought about that and the potential of the long-term impacts to the community, you've been involved with so many decisions, but that was one where I think without your support and vote, it would have died on the vine. And I'm looking forward to seeing that provide returns to the community. And I hope you'll feel proud as it does, because you were certainly a part of bringing that forward. And oddly enough, I'll look fondly back on many of our nights where we bashed heads and were somewhat argumentative with each other. But overall, I think it's because we both care a lot about what we're doing and we take it seriously. So look forward to sitting down, and you can have a stiff drink. I'll have my light beer together, and we can reflect back on this experience. And Carla, you know, we've been working together so much for the last 4 years. We didn't really know each other all that well, but you know, I think we've developed quite a bond, and I'm looking forward to our relationship continuing and work like with the senior bus program continuing as well. I count on you for that, and I already know all the things that you're going to continue to be involved with. And as I was thinking about our years together, the one item that I think was probably the most uncomfortable, and I know particularly for you because of how many personal relationships you have within the employees, but also that will be the most far-reaching, is your leadership on the pension reform and the second tier and all of those things that we had to wade through, knowing that that was absolutely necessary to get to a structurally sustainable budget. But your integrity there with that was definitely what led us in that direction, and your understanding and knowledge of that. So I will always remember our time together and look forward to future experiences.
Thank you, Noah. George?
Well, Carla, Carla and I go back a long way. She was just a very young gal working for me down at the Harbor Hut. And even though we kind of, the smoking got her a little bit, as she mentioned before, it hasn't affected her during this period of being on the city council. Carla, yeah, you show a lot of strengths. All right. And I learned a lot from you just by keeping my mouth shut, which is I'm very good at, and listening. And I noticed that, you know, that financial things comes up, boy, you're right on top of it. I mean, you were with the labor negotiations and the finances for the city. You just did a wonderful job. I really
I really learned a lot from you, and I hope that I can do just a little bit as much as you did. It's just great, and I really thank you for being on the City Council. I really appreciated serving with you, and boy, I'm gonna miss you. Okay. Now there's Bill. Boy, you need Andy. Bill has been a friend for a long time, but you know, I can't say enough about how his leadership has been so strong. I know that some people get a little upset with him sometimes at different things, but he runs a great ship, and he keeps us all in control up here. Sometimes we get a little out to the right or to the left, and he pulls us back and wheels us back in. And he's really a leader, a true leader. And this city is going to miss Bill. I'm sure there's others going to fall and do a good job, but Bill's been doing it for a long time, and I think, again, we're really going to miss you, Bill. And I'm going to finish with something that says, I can't believe it. He says, you're really a talking dog. He says, yeah. I want to tell you, the dog says, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. He says, you know, when I was a pup, I started learning to talk. And then I went to school. People thought I was just a dog hanging around school, got an education. I even went to college, just wandering up and down the hallways and just getting this great education. And nobody knew that I was a talking dog. He says, later on in life, I went on and I started helping my country. I started going into the FBI, and I solved a lot of cases because I could walk around and pick up information. Nobody knew I listened and did talk and go back and tell them. I was served with the CIA, and I served with all these different high groups, and I served with a lot of police departments and solved a lot of problems. I even was in the airport searching out people that was going to blow up planes. He says, I was really instrumental in all these things. He says, and then later in life, he says, I kind of had an opportunity to go to a little town in Morro Bay. And I went there, and I served on the police department there. I was sniffed out things for them like they wanted me to, and all the time I knew what I was talking about. And anyway, they wanted me to run for mayor. But I said, you know, I'm not going to run for mayor, because they wanted me to wear one of the Hawaiian shirts. So I turned that down. And he says, but I did a lot of things for Morro Bay, being able to talk and everything. And the guy says, wow, I can't believe it. I just can't believe all the things you've done, and you're a talking dog. You're really a talking dog. He goes back in the house and he tells the man, he says, hey, do you really want to sell that dog? He says, that's quite a dog, you know. He says, yeah, well, how much you want for it? And the man said, $10. He says, $10? Well, you got to be kidding. For all the things that dog done and a talking dog? The guy says, well, I guess I'm going to have to be honest with you. You know all those things he told you? They're all lies. Thank you, George. Was it long enough for you?
Yeah, it was long enough. When we get to you, Gary, I hope it's not that long. Ryan? Ryan. I've got you on my head there. Nancy.
Am I Ryan now?
No.
How do you follow that? There's no way. I think that's more than that George has said in 2 years. But it's been a wonderful 2 years. I think, I know that we have accomplished a great deal considering the needs of the people in our community and being open to our whole community. I know some of the decisions we've reached have been more difficult than others, but we've been able to work it all out. I can't tell you. I can't. What a big help Carla has been over the years. It's been great. See, I knew I was going to do that. And Bill, you're super. We had a little few rough edges when we started, but we worked them all out. Nobody can roll his eyes better than Bill. He and I have a little thing we do up here sometimes that I don't think other people necessarily see. They do. They know what we're up to. Anyway, it's been great. I'm here to stay, and George and I are going to have a good time with Noah and the rest of the group. Yeah. So, thank you.
Thank you. Carla.
Well, I'm going to I know it's the new council's night, but I'm going to take my 3 minutes. So, and hopefully I won't go over, but and I'm going to read it because otherwise I'll be like Nancy.
Start the timer.
I won't be able to get through it. Anyway, first I want to thank the community, certainly, for the privilege of serving. See, I'm already having it. I want to thank my friends, new friends, old friends, for their help and support over the last 4 years. I want to thank the city staff, all of them. They provide a great level of professionalism and quality service to this community for all of you, for all of us. Like Noah said, we took office during some tough times. The recession put many challenges on us, probably more than we really wanted. I think we all kept our nose to the grindstone and pretty much persevered through it and made certain that Morro Bay would weather the financial storm the best we could. We had a lot of difficult decisions to address, budget shortages that caused layoffs, as he said, city services that were consolidated and streamlined, and it was no easy task. The decisions have forced us to learn to work smarter with fewer resources and continue our efforts for process improvement. I feel honored to be a part of the newly established policies that we have set in place that have increased our emergency reserve funds, and we are now seeing a modest economic recovery in our city. As I reflect back over the past 4 years, it's nice to think about some of the highlights of what we've done, such as selling that city-owned property, the most significant accomplishments, which Noah alluded to, and that was our collaborative work with the city employees to achieve pension reform. We're the first city in the county to begin tiered benefits for newly hired employees, and as he said earlier, this will save us hundreds of thousands of dollars in the future. I believe I've done my best to serve the community and feel that I'm handing the reins over to the new council in the best shape, considering all we've been through. Congratulations to the new members, and I know that you will work hard to keep our community going in a positive direction. In closing, I'd like to acknowledge the council members, past and present, and say that I've learned an important thing, many important things, one being that it doesn't matter whose idea comes forward. It's about all of us working collaboratively together for the common good. Thank you to Mayor Peters, I know she's out there somewhere, for your leadership, council members Grantham, League, Mary Yates, and Nancy. I'll see you at the next community event we're volunteering at. Noah, we have achieved much. I sat and thought about it too, and that was a long list of things I look forward to seeing our senior limo project starting soon, and I wish you continued success. Last but not least, I want to thank my family. Dan and Brooke, thank you for waiting your turn and giving me the time that you did away from home to do something special and serve this community.
Well, I'm going to break protocol here for a minute or two. Those of you who go way back with me know that when I was sworn in 1992 and sworn out and then sworn back in and then sworn out and then sworn back in, every time Mr. Gary Ryan has presented a joke for us. And I'm so sorry that he has to follow George's joke, but I wanted him to do this before I spoke. So it's my great honor and pleasure to present Mr. Goofy himself, Gary Ryan.
Thank you, Mayor. Council, Carla, get a grip. Before we go with, before I do the joke, could I, Rob, would you stand up? Just stand up momentarily. I saw that and I said, there must be a party happening tonight. You know, no, that's great. That's my favorite color, plaid. Did you shoot a couch and skin it? Is that what? Well, I guess this is part of the end of the tradition because, you know, one of the things that I enjoyed about the idea of presenting a joke in front of all the business of the council meeting was the idea, it kind of, Bill, one of the things that I liked about Bill was the fact that his philosophy was we can agree to disagree, but we are not to be disagreeable. And, you know, it's okay to disagree, but let's not be disagreeable about it. And I like that philosophy. So, in that honor, I feel very privileged on this occasion to be able to do the final joke for Mayor Yates. This story concerns a guy who, young man, who was grew up in the bayous in Louisiana. And there was all kinds of water around, and he spent a lot of time out there in the bayous and what have you. And he got to the point where he could move really fast through the bayou. Now, when it came time to go to school, he found out that he could move even faster on dry land. And they had this game called football. And he decided, I'm going to try football. So he did. And he found out that this Tijon was just fast, fast, fast. And so he gets all the way through high school, and it's time to go for a college scholarship. Well, his grades weren't the greatest. They were down in the lower third. But he wanted to go to his favorite school was down in that part of the country was LSNU. And so he decided, well, we're going to apply for a scholarship. Well, he applied, but because of his grades, he couldn't get a football scholarship. So some of the alumni decided, well, this kid is going to make LSNU national champions, and because this kid was fast. So they decided, okay, we need to go and talk to the committee. So they talked to the committee, and they said, listen, we are alumni of LSNU, and we're planning on making a seven-figure donation to your scholarship fund. But first, we'd like to have Tijon get himself a special test to see if he can qualify for one of these scholarships. And they said, well, seven figures, huh? So they said, okay, Tijon, now if you can answer the last question, we'll give you a scholarship to LSNU, and you can play football for the Tigers, and I know we're going to go for that national championship. So here, answer this last question. How many D's are there in the word Dixie? And he thought, 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 and he's like this, and he's thinking, and he's thinking, and he's thinking. How many D's are there in Dixie? Let's see. They said, Tijon, did you understand the question? He said, well, I'm counting. Finally got done, he says, okay, there's 157. Said, Tijon, there's 157 D's in Dixie. How can you justify that? How did you come to that answer? He says, it's simple.
Thank you, Gary.
It isn't fun to be upstage, Gary.
That,
I've known you a long time, too.
That brings a great, wonderful 20-year tradition to a close, and I'm very grateful to you, Gary. Thank you for being here. Fair warning, I cry, too. So, and those of you who've been watching me for years, you know I do. So that's probably going to happen. You know, we joke a lot about having a cocktail bar down here. And George and I think it's a really brilliant idea. We've never been able to talk staff into it, but I came up tonight and on my chair, and I don't know who gave this to me. I'm going to leave it right there until we go down. Yeah. So whoever gave this to me, I'm very grateful to you. I don't normally accept gifts, but I'm going to accept this one. Thank you very, very, very much. I want to welcome my daughter, Alicia, who drove down from Monterey and arrived right at 6 o'clock. And thank you for coming down and being here with us. Well, look at that, Alicia. You get a hand. Well, I'm going to thank the council, and I'll start with you, Noah. You know, I think it's been a pleasure working with you. Yeah, we've clashed, and so what? I've clashed with everybody up here, and I've not all the votes have gone my way either, and that's just the nature of the game. And you know, we've all been on the losing end of votes, and that's okay. That's absolutely okay. You're clearly dedicated to the city, and that's what matters, and I think you're a good guy. And it's been a pleasure knowing you and a pleasure serving with you, and thank you. George is my best friend. So, imagine I'm cracking up at George. Jeez. George is a very, very smart man. He's a great council member for you. And, you know, keep your eye on George. He is very, very dedicated and certainly loved in the community. And I think he's a great guy. Yeah, it's your turn now. you know, a pleasure, just a pleasure. You've all been a pleasure. But, you know, you've been great. And the communications, it's always been open with you. And if there's one thing I can count on you more than any of the others, and that's that you're going to give me your mind, and you're going to tell me where you're coming from and how you feel. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate your service, and as I do all of you. And Carla, you and I go way, way back, and 25 years, I guess. Raised our kids together. So I just think you're a special person. I love your bacon, too. You've got... you know, it's hard having a restaurant, which is, you know, because we had the jewelry store when I was mayor before, and, you know, people are coming at you all the time when you're that visible, and you do it so well. Taking care of your customers and taking care of your citizens simultaneously, and it's plate twirling, and you've been very dedicated and very ethical and a real pleasure to work with, and Carl and I, next to George, have probably communicated the most. George and I, we communicate mostly over this stuff. well, what can I say? We're grown-ups. And I'll miss you. I'll miss all of you. You're a great person. You're just a great, great, solid person. So I thank everybody here. Now we get to staff. I've got to put Andrea and Rob under the same spotlight. We've just had a great relationship. I've been through a lot of relationships with city managers and city attorneys, and they've haven't always been this good. Best city attorney I've ever served with, Rob. You guys are great. And then the department heads. I'm not going to single you out one by one, but I have a really close relationship with everybody. You've always been responsive to me and my requests, and I'm grateful to all of you. You know, thank you for being so forthcoming, quick in your replies, and you know, I've always felt your respect, and I'm grateful for that. So thank you all. and I have to thank all the city employees, as we all should on a daily basis, because I hear them down in the yard and in the trucks and on the streets, and they're always talking about us, the citizens. We've got to get out there. We've got to take care of the citizens. We've got, you know, they're focused on you. So I've encouraged over the years, and I'll do it one last time, that when you pass a police person or a fire truck or a person working on the streets or the sewer lines, that you give them a wave. And if your window's open and you're passing close by, say thank you. They're out there working for you, and they do a great job for us. This city operates. It operates every day, and we have them to thank for that. Mostly, I want to thank you guys, all the community, for your support over the years and your respect. And it doesn't matter whether we're politically together or you agree with me politically. When we see each other on the street or in Albertsons or wherever, you're always kind to me and respectful to me. And I get tremendous community positive feedback and support, and, you know, thanking me for the job that I do. And it's never on deaf ears. I have appreciated hearing it, and thank you very much. You deserve the biggest hand, the citizens. And thank you to the fishermen, the Fishermen's Association, for being so close to me the last 25 years. You guys have been great. My little 2-year stint as a fisherman, You know, I started up in Crescent City, and there was a few Morro Bay fishermen up there, and they took me under their wing and showed me how to do it, more or less. You kind of have to learn on your own. But they were so welcoming, and we've always had a really great, close relationship and love our fishermen. I love our fishermen, and I encourage everybody else to. The Chamber, Craig, Harbor Festival, and the car show, and the music festival, and the Merchant Association, all the great community events that we do. I've worked closely with everybody, and you've all been great to work with, and they're your community active people out there doing these things for us, and we're very grateful to all of you. I want to congratulate the new council, Jamie and Christine. I'm sure you're going to do a great job. We're rooting for you. I told you, Jamie, right after the election that, you know, I want you to succeed. There's nothing more than I want to see, you know, a harmonious council. Not that you can't disagree, but you can do it without being disagreeable. And move forward. Continue. I think we've gotten a lot done the last couple of years, and I hope that you can continue, that in 2 years you can say we've gotten some positive things done. And I wish you the best. Where are you, Christine? I can't find you. I want to see both of you. I wish you the very best, and I know you're going to serve the community and put your heart and soul into it, which is what it takes. But I have no doubt that you're not going to do that. And congratulations, and best of luck to you, and Godspeed. I will still be here. I'll be visible and active and around, and so I'm not going to disappear. And after this meeting, we're all going down to Gaffco Bar and having a belt, and if anybody wants to join us, come on down. And I am concluded. Wow. Thank you very, very, very much for that. And now I'm going to turn the meeting over to Andrea.
Thank you, Mayor Yates. If I could have Tom Hafer come forward to the podium. Tom is a director for the Morro Bay Commercial Fishermen's Organization, and he has a presentation. Mayor Yates, step down, please.
Here any longer. My wife and I fish from Alaska to Mexico, and we go in and out of every port up and down the West Coast, and we always say we have the absolute best port on the West Coast. There's nowhere we'd rather come back to than Morro Bay. So we'd like to thank all of you, as well as Bill, and especially Bill. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Well, I've gotten a lot of plaques over the years, and this is a very, very meaningful one. You know, I love you guys. Oh, a bag. Oh, thank God. You know, I love the fishermen. They know it. And you're right. We have the best port. Everybody knows I'm a mariner, and I've been in every single port from San Diego to Newport, Oregon. And nothing beats a harbor patrol. Hands down, the best. And nothing, there's not another port that you pull into that's got the scenic beauty. I mean, you just drive out to the rock and turn around and start driving back. That's what you see in a boat, and it's incredible. Morro Bay is a very, very special place. Thank you to all the fishermen.
Bill, if you could stay there. Carla, if you would join Bill. And I know it'll upset you that I'm going to be brief tonight, but first presented to Mayor William Yates in grateful appreciation for your outstanding service and leadership to the City of Morro Bay citizens, the businesses and the employees from 2010 to 2012. Councilmember Carla Borchard, in grateful appreciation for your outstanding service and leadership to the City of Morro Bay, the businesses, the residents, and the employees, thank you very much. Now, if we could. And now, if we could have Christine Johnson, Jamie Irons, and Noah Smuckler all join our city clerk, Jamie Boucher, at the podium.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, and please state your name.
I, Noah Smuckler.
Jamie Irons.
Christine Johnson.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance. To the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. And that I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully. Discharge the duties upon which I'm about to enter. Welcome. Certification of elections.
Oh, nice.
To Mayor Jamie Irons, re-elected Noah Smuckler, Councilmember, and Councilmember Christine Johnson.
Thank you.
And please take the
We have the gardener's corner over on this side now.
Yes.
Good evening and welcome. I had some things written down here tonight, but a lot of you that are out here that were here for Carla and Bill, that's very honorable. I think all the words were well suited. Following the election, Bill, I came home and you were the first message on the phone congratulating me. Very gracious, honorable man. You've been very helpful, open, and gracious to me through this transition. Thank you very much. Carla, absolutely everything that was spoken about you, you will be missed. You did an outstanding job, committed, everything. Congratulations to you. You're not going anywhere. You're part of this community. Thank you. Thank you all for coming tonight. I have a few opening remarks, and then I'll turn it over to my fellow council members to share their words, and then I'll close with some of my following remarks. As I sit here tonight, I reflect back 2 years ago at the swearing in of Mayor Yates, Councilman League, and Councilwoman Christine, pardon me, I knew I was going to do this. I'll say Johnson, but we're going to have to work that one out.
Might be a long 2 years now, huh?
Yeah. That night, the room was filled with many of the same people that are here tonight, community members, staff, and myself. While we have lost some community members and some staff for a variety of reasons, it's the fact that so many of you took the time to come out tonight and are watching this on TV that is so remarkable. It is your participation and input, your ideas and commitment, your passion that makes our community so special. That's what we heard tonight. Every council values your input, and I'm committed to fostering community dialogue and participation as we move forward. It's my pleasure to introduce our new councilwoman, Christine Johnson.
Thank you, Mayor Irons. Good evening, everyone. I'll begin with words from Frances Hesselbein, former CEO of the Girl Scouts, expert on leadership, and recipient of the Presidential Medal of Honor. She says, "We hear of a future where relationships are key and people are valued, where not just the task well performed, but the life well lived is what counts. I am greatly honored to have this opportunity to represent you, the citizens of Morro Bay, on the City Council. Despite our current challenges, or perhaps due to our current challenges, now is an exciting time to live in Morro Bay. As your representative, I assure you that I will do 3 things. 1, do my homework and seek input and opinion from both residents and city staff. 2, I will listen. And I will listen even more closely when the public conversation becomes heated and emotional. 3, I will work collaboratively with residents, city staff, our schools, our business community, and various outside agencies to ensure Morro Bay remains a viable city, as well as a one-of-a-kind place to live, work, and visit. I have a few thank yous this evening. Thank you to all candidates who ran for office. I have no doubt that we share one common goal. We love Morro Bay and are proud to live here. Thank you to all campaign volunteers, no matter which campaign you supported. We have a lively political scene in our city, and political engagement gets us out and about, interacting with our neighbors in a very dynamic way. Thank you, voters, all voters, no matter whom you voted for. I'm thankful to live in the United States, where all citizens have the right to vote and our political transitions are peaceful. To all of you here this evening, Thanks for taking part in the civic life of our community. I'd like to recognize as well all the people watching at home who are with us in spirit. And now, to all the kids in the audience, you just want to raise your hands? I know you're here and you're so quiet. It's amazing. I'm not sure how long the cell phone batteries will hold out. I know adult meetings are boring, but we are all so glad you are here because you are Morro Bay's future. And one day we'll see you up here making decisions for our town. I know our future is in your good hands. I'd like to thank my parents, Bill and Melva, for coming all the way from Pennsylvania to be here with us tonight. Thanks to my brother Brian, my sister-in-law Sarah, and my sweet niece Audrey, who traveled from Merced. And because of our live AGP stream, I'm also able to say hello to my in-laws, Ina and Tom, who are watching tonight online in Pennsylvania. My final thanks this evening goes to my husband of 20 years, Lee, and our 7-year-old son, Nicholas. Running for office was a family activity. I appreciate your patience and your encouragement. Especially thanks to Nicholas for reminding me that sometimes you need to turn off the computer, put down the phone, and just go outside and play. As we look to the future, it is clear that Morro Bay has a lot on its plate and will have to stay focused, organized, and energized every day. As I look to each individual on this council, it's clear that there is a great deal of diversity and life experience in our group. I believe in people. So like Vincent Lombardi said, individual commitment to a group effort. That is what makes a teamwork, a company work, a society work, a civilization work. To my fellow council members, let's see what we can accomplish together for all of Morro Bay when we communicate honestly, collaborate effectively, and participate actively in the business of our city. And I'll close with a quote from Japanese poet Rino Suke Satoru. He said, individually, we are one drop. Together, we are an ocean. Thank you so much.
Noah, would you make some comments, please?
Oh, sure. Thank you. Well, it seems like not too long ago when I was just being seated here, and my mom was in the audience, and I just talked to my dad before I came down. We kind of slipped this by them like we did with our wedding. My wife's out there somewhere, and my mom's still getting over it. But these last 4 years have been an amazing period of my life. I feel that there have been so many experiences where I wasn't planning on hosting office hours, but they came along to me, and so many times people have said and apologized as I've been out there in the community. I didn't mean to take your time. I know you're here shopping or doing something. And I've always been sure to make them realize, and I want everyone to realize, that I consider that part of the job. Like whenever we're here in the community, the office hours are part of just being out and or picking up the phone. And it's an important part of being accessible. And I want you to know that I will strive to continue that. And I want to encourage you all, if you have some input or an idea or an issue that you need help with, feel free to call me, email me, or stop me on the street. If I am in a rush, which sometimes I am to get to a meeting, I'll make sure to let you know, and we can pick up that conversation later. And as I'm sure most of the council members here will agree with. And I'll continue to be called the phone queen by my wife, which is perfectly fine, and I'm happy to do it. I see it as my duty, and I'm humbled to be reelected. And I want to thank everyone that helped me in the campaign, that opened their door as I was walking, and want to encourage you to continue to do that and be involved. And definitely, as we look forward into the future, so many of you have volunteered in your different groups and organizations within the community. It would be great to see more people coming out to our advisory boards, which there's a number of and are very important to the council to help us make sure that we stay connected with voices and different perspectives in the community. And I believe we'll be opening up those interviews and openings sometime middle of next month, January. So if you see that announcement and you're thinking, oh, you know, I have some interest in this particular board, definitely, please sign up. You may not make it the first round, but it's a rewarding experience, and I hope we continue to find ways to, either through the advisory boards or other avenues, to help you get more involved in the community, because we are only limited by how much that you are willing to participate and trust that we're here for you. So going forward, you can find our information on the website or anywhere around town. That's the beauty of Morro Bay, and let's work together for this place we all love.
Great. Nancy.
Oh, I think I said most of it earlier, although not very well probably, but just to follow up on something Noah said, I think we're all here 24/7, ready to help with whatever your needs are. You know our email addresses and our phone numbers, and please feel free to stop us in the middle of the market. It's not a problem ever, ever, ever. And as Noah said, if sometimes I'm in a hurry, I'll let you know, and we'll get back to what we need to do to help you. Another 2 years here, so I think it'll be productive and valuable. Thank you.
George?
Again, no prepared speech. It's been a great 2 years, great experience, and I hope that I've done well at my job. I'm kind of a behind-the-scenes guy, so and I like it that way. I feel like I say to my kids, you know, I feel like I've lived in Morro Bay longer than anybody else, and they says, "That's true, Dad, because you're so doggone old." Anyway, me and my family have really appreciated Morro Bay. I mean, it's been so good to us. Not only financially, we've had some business going, but just the pleasure of being around the people that live here. I don't think there's any other place in the world like it. I've been to quite a few places, and boy, I couldn't stay. I had to get back. So I'm going to look forward to the next 2 years of serving with these folks up here. And again, I'm open to everybody that wants to stop and talk to me. I walk the Embarcadero every day and talk to a lot of people. And I'm there to try to help as best I can. So again, I'll keep it a little short here.
Thanks, George. I have a few more words to share with you all, but first I would like to say thanks, and I'm very excited to be working with all of you and staff, and I'm so appreciative of everybody that showed up here tonight. It's an honor to have worked with so many talented and dedicated volunteers during my campaign, and it is to each of you that I owe my gratitude and thanks. It is you that brought about my success of winning the election of Morro Bay's mayor. For those that have elected me, you have bestowed your trust in me, an honor and a responsibility of a lifetime for which I am proud and humbled. To all of you in our community, it is my responsibility to serve the community as a whole. and I'm committed to doing that. Through my campaign, I spoke about vision. That vision resonated with many of you, while others see things differently, and that's okay. Everyone's participation is critical. My goal is to work with this council to chart a course for our community, a course that will serve our community in the long term and won't involve abrupt changes, but will certainly allow for slight adjustments along the way. There are many navigational tools that will help establish the course. One that I believe is fundamental is a public goal-setting workshop, which I will propose to my fellow council members. Your input will help establish long-term goals for the city. And our financial plan should include the resources necessary for us to make progress on these goals and objectives. I also spoke about the need to update our general plan and local coastal plan. These are critically important documents that can be considered maps to our long-term destination. These documents guide us on how we want our city to be. For example, the Harbor Walk that so many of us enjoy because it allows us the safety and for pleasantly walking and biking our way to the Rock. It's a great example of vision and long-term planning. The dedication of our new firehouse this last weekend is also another example of vision, planning, and community involvement. Our quality of life is also influenced by economic development, and I would like to see our city commit to adding economic development as a new element in our general plan update, as San Luis Obispo County did. This past year, the city committed to tourism and the T-Bid through a restructured T-Bid and Tourism Bureau. We have invested in an economic development program partnered with our Chamber of Commerce. However, we need a cohesive, long-term economic development plan that encompasses tourism, small business, fishing, industry, and agriculture. Currently, we are applying for a grant to help us fund updating these plans. We have experienced and benefited from grants for many projects and programs in Morro Bay. Grants are very competitive, which is why I also will propose to this council exploring our options for grant writing and/or consultants in an effort to give us the competitive edge for grant funds to land in Morro Bay. Setting goals with your input and involvement will chart a course to truly discover Morro Bay. Setting goals, charting the course, also becomes destination Morro Bay. To all my friends, family here tonight, thank you. To the community that I love, thank you all. I think our meeting is adjourned.